email from Susan Foreman. She's asking for, please request the information identified in tax report, and she says she likes to get quarterly reports in digital format. Call for the October 2011 settlement, and it was realized, was finalized. So I'm assuming, I'll talk to Mr. Lynn, have we gotten all those reports, and do you have any comment on that?
I don't, no.
Have they digital size?
Not digital.
Okay, and then the second thing I would ask is, Susan Foreman at one time was contracted under us, and I'm assuming she's wanting this information. And I'm assuming, well, my question is it possible that we as not only Headright council people, but shareholders as well has access to this information?
Council, Superintendent, did you have anything you could add on the first part, Deputy Police?
Well, are you talking about the quarterly report that we submit on a quarterly basis?
No.
Yeah, we provide.
Yeah, we provide that information to you, the LSA Legal Council, on a quarterly report.
Okay.
That's part of the settlement agreement.
Yeah, part of the settlement agreement.
Okay, so this is digital, so that's good.
Okay.
I guess my second question, is it available for shareholders, mineral council members, and the shareholders as well?
You've got the information, so that's kind of the unit.
Yeah, it's your information.
Okay.
Thank you, council.
Okay, yeah, we do get that. And we have, as far as I know, we've gotten them all. Now we get them, and then Lacey puts them on the Dropbox. And then Peter, and then you have to access from the Dropbox. I don't know whether anybody else goes through those. I try to. But the question I have for us releasing that out is that this is just the raw data of whatever they paid, whatever's purchased. Sheets were done, the name of the company's on there, the amount of money they got, what they're doing. In other words, this is pretty, I'm not sure every company wants that just out everywhere, what they're selling their gas for or their oil, and how much they produced on this lease, it's per lease. It's just the raw data that the BIA gives. I wonder if that's something we want to just release out. In my own mind, I'd say no. That if we had the capability to do reports on it and separate out the numbers data from the personal data, then I would be okay with it. But I'm not sure we have the ability to do that, or whether it's worth spending. About the only person that could probably do that is our director, and I don't know whether that's a sufficient use of his time to do that. And we'd have to, if we did it, we'd have to make sure we did it for at least all the people who are running for Minerals Council, because Susan is running for Minerals Council. We'd be giving her information that you know, the rest of them couldn't have. So I see a bunch of problems with it. That's all I'll say.
Councilmember.
I don't think that information has been digitalized on that. When they get it, it's the raw information. I don't feel like we should be given personal, like you said, personal information out about what everybody makes, their name, address, you know. It probably has a social security number on it. I don't know, but that is not available to the general public. I'm sorry, but I don't feel like it is. I don't think it's in the format that she wants either. She wants to be able to us to take it and email it to her. She doesn't need everything in that Dropbox, I can assure you that.
Would it be okay? Let me propose that I go through this report, and I know which one you're talking about, Mr. Crum, and then pull out just the volumes of gas that we're talking about and leave all the other information out. And do that for a year and see what we got. And then I can hand that to her with no information, no company information, nothing, no numbers, and you know, where this money's coming in and going out to.
So are you going to give her the gas contract?
No, I'm just going to give her 1 year. I think digging back to 2011, see if we go from there, see what we got. And there's no information, it's just a spreadsheet. Here's what I've got pulled up and come up with in a year with four reports.
Councilwoman Boone and Councilman Crum.
Well, I see a lot of problems with it too. I don't believe that everything that we do have is something that we ought to share with the general public for obvious reasons. I don't know why one individual here would be willing to go through all that effort for a request from the outside, but if we're going to agree that that's going to be done, it's going to be a task that you're going to do for her, then you need to do it for all the people running for the Minerals Council, because I seem to think that there is a reason why she would want to have all that information at this time. That's just my idea. Thank you.
Councilman.
Mine was just a clarification. Stuff for the last year would all be in the Dropbox. But at some point a couple of years ago when you started doing Dropbox, or a year and a half ago or something, prior to that we got discs, and then we got thumb drives, and we got other things that I hope is still kept in there and is good. We tried to keep it, you know, when I was in the office more. But the other would have to be researched on those drives, you know. So, but 1 year's worth. I agree that if we make that available, we have to make it available to everyone. At a minimum, everybody that's running for Minerals Council, but even the general public for that matter, I guess. That's what I say, boy, it would be great when we have all that stuff digital that we can just do those reports. Man, wouldn't that be great?
It's coming up. Second chair, please.
Well, she's asking for 7 years. Of information. That's a lot of information.
If you ever went through one of them, you realize one of them is a lot of information.
Yeah, when we first got on, I put a stack, that one report, that I sat in that corner for.
And, you know,
show that as an example of one quarterly report. Yeah. So it's a lot of info.
It's a lot.
But I'll do 1 year and put it on the website.
Thank you.
Put it on the website, she can go to the website, then we go from there. She wants more, then we'll talk again. I'm willing to do that.
What year are you going to use?
The last year.
The one that's in our Dropbox now.
The one that's in our Dropbox.
Excuse me, second chair, did you have anything else you need?
No, I just wanted.
And my answer is no on contracts. What? No, and not unless they're under contract.
Well, she's asking for all the amendments, too.
Well, this is
so,
what I'm
you know,
offering.
You've got to read this. This is what she's asking for.
I'm offering to do that for her. And if somebody wants to take the rest and take off with it, but this is what I'll do. If it's all right with the council, put it on the website.
I would have to say it's not all right with me.
It's not all right with me.
Maybe review it before it's released.
That's it. I could initial up on the review. I have to be like a second chair. I got to see what we're talking about.
And
do
we agree to?
It's just for paper.
So,
or is it?
I'll just make a motion.
Andrew Yates, welcome.
I'll make a motion.
Give me that legal, brother.
I'll take the last four reports, add up all the gas, put it on the website, but before I do, I'll wait for 5 email approvals from the Minerals Council before it goes on. I make that as a motion.
I'd like you to entertain a second. Yeah, it's a great tone, but I'm not going to bother her with it. It's not mine.
I thought it was your phone.
Oh, no, mine's a gun. I'm from Pompey, Oklahoma. There's only one thing gets me going. The other's at work, so that's it. With that, we have a motion on the floor. I'd like to entertain a second to the motion. I'll have one more request. I'd like to entertain a second for the motion. Hearing none, the motion is tied.
You're off the hook.
But you had it. You got it.
I'll do it.
With that, thank you. Is there any other comments, Councilman Redcorn?
No.
May I ask a question of Mr. Redcorn, Councilman Redcorn?
Yes, please.
In the request, it didn't come as just a request from her to you, and she sent copies to everybody else. Who are these other people that she wants to know and is asking for that information?
I don't know. I just got this in my mineral inbox and said I will put it on the
agenda.
Or ask Mr. Lane to put it on the agenda. Whoever put on the
Chairman?
Yes.
Are you in charge of the agenda?
Yes.
This is on the
Thank you. Is there anything you'd like to add, Councilwoman Boone?
No, sir.
I'm going to move on with the agenda.
Please do.
Okay, I've been asked on PELLC, Mr. Fletcher had an event this evening that's family personal, his father-in-law's service. He's asked if we wouldn't mind to go ahead and take him to the next meeting. Council?
Question, did you forward that to our oil and gas attorney for him to review the proposal? I mean, it's not that complicated, but there's some things out of the ordinary.
I didn't, no.
What we talked about?
Didn't we agree to?
Yes, to send it to Tim.
The PEO's agent?
Yeah. Don't you think, I mean, there's some stuff out of ordinary there that...
You and I'll take care of that. And actually, we're going to do the request also on the review, Mr. Dowd, probably Mr. Ramison, of reviewing the event we need for it. For the wind farm.
Was it exclusively around it?
Yeah.
Complicated.
I'd like to move on down to our drug keeper donation. I'd like to ask Second Chair Redcorn, dear, if you wouldn't mind taking care of that for the motion.
Okay.
As you're trying to have a drink.
I think this is pretty self-explanatory there. We have allocated this money. It's in our budget.
Yes, ma'am.
To do this. We've done it in the past. We did it last year. They asked for the for us to give that to them a little bit early, and I recommend that we do that.
As a motion, dear. Okay. I'll second it. I don't think it will be any other further discussion. As soon as you're ready, dear, call for the question. Motion on the floor by Second Chair Redcorn. Not seconded.
Councilman Crone?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Boone?
Yes.
Councilman Tischler?
I sure wish we'd had this when we had the drone.
Hey, yeah. Hey, I knew he was going to say it. Thank you, dear.
Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Second Chair. We appreciate it. Yes, ma'am.
Who seconded that motion?
I did.
Okay, thank you.
I'd like to move on to our executive session to have Mr. Charm and Mr. Knapp in. I'd like to entertain a motion to go into old business. But before I take this motion, there was one item I needed on the house cleaning that you and I have discovered. We have the letters that have to go out to Weaver Construction, the ODOT site that they're going to use under the 5,000 square yards. I'm going to go ahead and send that letter out. We have another issue that you have that Prey Walker sent us over wanting our support letter. I talked to their attorney and said that's not the route we will go. What the route we will go is actually on our agenda coming up under expediting appeals with Director Lynn, and it's the letter that the Bureau of Indian Affairs requested. And since we're not going to get nothing off our plate, this is boilerplated, so we can go down to 11 cases and request it. Is that correct, Mr. Lynn? Is this your document here that we were sent?
This came from Fredericks.
Yes, sir. But you've reviewed it and everything.
Yeah, I've looked at it, but I think this is just their first shot at it. And I think Mr. Crum probably has a better idea of what we had in mind here.
Yes, and I'd like to open the floor. Go ahead.
I think it's probably okay. I had the opportunity to talk to Mr. Streeter yesterday, let me know that we were trying to get this deal going. And he reiterated something he told me earlier, that if we sent him something, he would, you know, he's going to have to give it to the solicitor anyway. So if there's any changes, he'd come back and recommend the changes that needs to happen.
Deputy Superintendent, is that okay with you?
Yes. And I want to, one of the things I'd like to remind, this is from a motion that I made back in January. And my motion at that time was just to do, send these out for the appeals to leases that were stacked up. However, as we talked about with our attorneys at that time, you know, after that consult meeting when we talked about these things, we could send them for other purposes, but we may want to talk to somebody from Frederick's office, because they did point out that there might be some slight exposure for limited liability sovereign. But anyway, giving up a limited sovereignty.
You have to waive it.
Waivers is what I'm trying to say. We're not really wavering, but whenever we get involved, we could be brought into court for that. It didn't scare me a bit, but the council may want to think about that. But the reason I did the first one for just leases, because everyone agreed that there's no standing for anyone to appeal a lease. There's no damage at the minute giving out a lease. So I would like to see us send these out right away for the, because that's what the resolution says, is for leases, appealed leases. But then this may be something for future mayor councils, you know, to take up, and maybe we'll take it up before I go. But we should look at using the same process for other things to expedite.
Which I was just going to add to that, both situations are going to end up being the same place.
Right.
Yes, sir. Councilman, and then I'd like to go to Councilman.
Thank you, Chair. A little bit of clarity I would like to hear a response from the Bureau on, from their, solicitor's office specific on this. Will we make a request to them to interpret if in fact we need what Mr. Crum's saying, or, you know, in my view, my understanding, I'm always interested in learning new things. Once we pass a resolution, it goes for them to execute, but it's based on value only. Their BIA is in response to implement that lease, and that's their federal action. I agree with Mr. Crum. I'd like maybe wording specifically to the solicitor. If we do this, number one, is what Mr. Crum's saying valid? This not only to our attorneys, but specifically directed to the solicitor, so they can respond and say, yeah or no, or we've got a problem here. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Councilwoman Boone.
And then Councilwoman. I take issue with the fact that it says that the United States holds the Osage Mineral for state trust for the Osage Nation. The Osage Nation, as we know, consists of head right owners and non-head right owners, so I would like to see that language change. And secondly, on the next line, it says appeals process to the detriment of the Osage Nation. Well, it's not the Osage Nation. I don't feel it's the Osage Mineral. So, those are the two things that I take issue with. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Councilwoman Irwin.
Okay, on that, I guess third paragraph, it says the OMC will suffer a measurable and substantial financial loss as a direct result of the delay caused by the landowner appeals process. I would like to see the name Osage Nuttons put in there, because they are the ones that are suffering.
Yes, but actually, are you done?
Yes.
I think that will be a element added later to go to federal court of claims. It's got to be us. You cannot take an individual, or you're going to get hung out like Fletcher G has been for the last 19 years.
But they're the ones that are suffering.
Yes, and that will be a consideration in your opening comments. Council?
I have one clarification. This, I hate to get into it very deeply on what was talked to us about this in open meeting, but this was recommended by their solicitors on a way to expedite the appeals process.
First draft.
So, and we do have, we did pass one to send it. So all we're right now looking at is the approval of this particular letter, if I'm understanding what we're doing here, Chairman.
Yes.
So if somebody wants to add those things to it, we can do it. I think that the reason they put down those designations was, regardless of what we think, that the legal aspect within the federal courts and stuff is, it is the Osage Nation, and we're a part of the Osage Nation. So I understand that. I understand your position. You can put the words in there if you want. And then we send these, well, we got several for leases. I don't remember how many. There was 10. But we sent it to, put in the
13 if the appeals get put in.
Well, were they all for leasing? Okay, well, whatever, just send them off. So I'm making a motion that we send this letter off as soon as possible, specific to those leases.
With changes.
Right.
With the changes in.
If we want to put tribe or okay. Head right owners designation, I don't care.
I actually put Osage head right owners. Superintendent.
I apologize for coming in late.
Don't do that.
But I take it that you're talking about expediting appeals at this point.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen the letter. I don't want to see the letter. But I hope that this is something that from now on will be used by the OMC when there is a appeal that is filed. Not going to be able to go back and basically send something now on those that have been appealed because the appeal process, the 30 days, I believe has expired. You can try it, but this is just something that you're going to do from now on, correct?
Yes, and the other is that we do have another option.
Yeah. I'd say send as is and let them.
Yeah. Let Eddie figure out.
I need a second for that motion.
With the corrections?
What is the motion? What is the motion? Because I thought I understood you to say it was okay to make changes. Then I understood Andrew to say as is. So what is the motion?
My motion was, and I will amend it to get the right words in for what you said, that we make those changes between the designation for the Osage people, however we're going to designate, rather than nation that we use, Osage tribe or head right owners, as it is applicable to that sentence, and that we send those off, and in response to Robin's comment, these would be ones that were still in the appeal process of some kind that we're asking him to expedite no matter where it's at, but we want him to go forward with it. So any of them that haven't been granted yet, he can deal with them. We'll send them all to him, and he'll figure out whether he needs it for that one or not. This is a tool for the superintendent, or for the director, or area director to use for expediting.
Regional
this
director.
Tool in order to expedite.
He's bigger than that. Who seconded it?
I'll second it.
I now have a second on the motion by Councilman Crum, second by Councilman Yates. Councilman Richmond.
Thank you. Ms. Phillips, could you summarize what the solicitor's saying to us on this letter, or what he responded to when we made the request?
I think if you remember during the biannual consultation meeting, there were some comments made about all of these appeals that the agency is getting. And the solicitor's office recommended that you speak with your attorney as an interested party and consider providing a response as well.
Yes.
Okay, and then my next question is, has our attorney looked at this?
He said it,
and what did he say?
This right here.
Yeah. It actually hasn't been sent back to him with the corrections.
Did he talk to somebody?
It was my understanding Katie did it. I need to send it back and say there's some corrections that need to be done.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, sir, for that clarity.
I want to call a question about what I have to say something here. We could make those changes right here to the document. I'd send it back to Katie to write those few words.
I agree with you.
So
I do want to put one other thing on record while we got the motion here. The superintendent's correct on that might be a smoke and mirrors that they might try in the law, but the actual law is 25 CFR section 2.6A. That has not changed. It has been delivered every other direction than what way we're going since it's been put in. I did it in the 70s, Joseph spent years at it. They can't beat us on the CFR. Now if it changes, maybe then. But that law is intact, whether they want to recognize it or not, or whether it was enforced or not. But this letter will kick all that off. Okay, thank you. Yes, sir.
Can I just clarify, we're sending it to Eddie Streeter?
Yes.
Concerning all of the letters we have now, or?
Yes, ma'am. And the superintendent is correct, it might fall on deaf ears, but you can always say, and this is my own personal opinion, wherever we've got a fight in this once in federal court, that came up. That this, these producers have that, we have that, and the Bureau has it. Now they've got to play it safe on safe base, and you know we don't even have one. We're never safe, we're under attack 24/7. Are you good with everything now as amended? Yes, Councilwoman.
Did I hear the words now and in the future we're going to use this?
As a boilerplate, yes.
Okay.
It's good here. It does stretch it a little bit, Council.
This will be, as far as now and in the future, I foresee that, that on a monthly basis that the Minerals Council needs to look at the appeals and decide which ones they're going to send this in on and do that. So it's not like it's just going to, my motion is not for it to be just automatically set off every time. My motion is that we accept this letter and ask for an expedited ruling on the appeals for leases at this time using this.
And this actually says that the appellant issued a notice of appeal on certain dates, so that's your trigger.
Right.
Okay. Let's call for the question.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Don't be happy over there. Whatever you do, don't
Councilwoman
you be happy.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Boone?
Yes.
Councilman Tishwaller?
Yes.
Councilman Crone?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Director Lynn, does that take you off the agenda here on this expediting, or would you have any other comments?
Yes, that's it.
Thank you, sir. With that, I need a motion to go into executive.
So moved.
I need second. A second. I have a second. I have a motion on the floor by Councilman Crum, seconded by Councilman Redcorn to go into executive session. We're going to visit with Warrior. I don't have any other business that we have to take in today. Yeah, I know, dear. I'm hurting. My God, I'm about to hang myself on here. Call for the question.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Boone?
Yes.
Councilman Tishwaller?
Yes.
Councilman Crum?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Motion passes.
With that, I'd like to go into executive session. We'll clear the chambers, and I'd like to go right in with Warrior.